Now, I've got a little brother, James, and he is quite little. He's 19, so comparative to me, that's quite little. But when he was really little, and we're talking about 3 years old, he used to say some really funny things. I think lots of kids say funny things when they're little. You should always write them down because they're hysterical when they're older. And one morning, he was up really early, and he decided it was time for my mum to be up. So he marched into her room, and he started saying, Mummy, Mummy, time to get up. And he was shaking her and generally just trying to climb all over her and make sure she got out of bed. And so she kind of bleary-eyed sort of said to him, James, it's not time to be up yet. Go back to bed. And he continued for a little bit. Come on, Mummy, wake up, wake up. And finally, when he still didn't get anywhere, he just took a deep sigh and said, Mummy, I'm going to be a dark cloud on your day. I have no idea where he picked up such a beautiful phrase, but what amazing self-perception. You know, there are times when our actions and our behavior bring light and joy to the world, and there are other times when we can act in ways which bring kind of more like frustration and gloom, when we can be a bit of a dark cloud. Now, in the reading that we just had, Jesus told his followers that in the world, they were called to be light. And not just any light, but he used the phrase, bearers of God's light. He asked them to be bearers of God's light. So as Christians, we believe that we carry God's light within us, and we're asked to shine that light into the world. Jesus says, you know, we aren't made to be light and shine so that we can be hidden under a bucket. That would defeat the point. No, we're put on a stand and asked to shine, which is a lovely image. But what does it mean? How do we shine? And what does it mean to shine God's light? Well, I think the first point is that this light is light that we receive from God. It's not something that we have to kind of muster up from ourselves. It's not about making lots of effort to be super amazing people. We're light bearers, not light makers. So God is the source of this light, and we see this kind of God light most clearly in the person of Jesus. John's Gospel talks about light coming into the world in the person of Jesus. And Jesus says about himself, he says, I am the world's light. No one who follows me stumbles around in darkness. I provide plenty of light to live in. So when we look at Jesus and we learn about him, we begin to see this light from God. And this light is knowledge. This light is understanding about God, about ourselves, and about the world. This light shows us truth. It brings us hope and joy. It helps us to navigate the world. We saw earlier how difficult it is to try and navigate the world when we're in darkness, when we're blindfolded. We can't see in order to sort things out. But when we have God's light, when our eyes are opened and we have the light to be able to see with, we're then much more able to sift and navigate in the world. And as we spend time in the light, as we kind of absorb it into ourselves by, you know, getting to know Jesus, the one who brought the light into the world, we get to know his kind of character and his identity, learn about his values and his passions, and the nature of this radical love that he has for us, this radical love that God has for us. And this is how we receive and discover the light. And it begins to fill us. And as we see, and as we discover and learn, we're changed. We are transformed. We begin to see the world differently. We begin to see other people differently. And here's where we can begin to reflect that light out into the world and shine it outwards. You know, we can get the knowledge and allow that knowledge and understanding, allow that truth and hope that we receive to impact how we are in the world. how we behave in the world, the things that we say and the things that we do. We can let our words and our actions reflect that light into the world. Over the last few months, our church has been developing a new kind of vision and value statement about things which express what's important to us and who we are and who we're trying to be. It came from the stories, if you were here, when we collected up stories. We called it recollections, reflections, and hope. And those stories we collected together and we looked at them. And then as a PCC, as a council, we sifted through them to try and see what was being said in them. If you were here in the service when Bishop Carraway came, he introduced these vision and value statements. And if you want to have a look at them, they're on our boards over there by this door. If you wanted to go and after the service, have a look at them. But the strap line that we are taking on as a church is that we are, or we want to be, shining God's light to our community and sharing the good news of God's love for all. So we recognize as a church community, we don't want to be hidden in a building. We want to be visible to the community. We want to be and to bring good news to those around us. I love the way in the reading it gave the example of what it means to shine in very practical terms. It said, be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to be open with God, this generous Father in heaven. Be generous with your lives. Shine. Be generous with your lives. That's generosity not just in the sense of money, but with time and with our hearts. Open to building relationships. Open to sharing what's on our hearts. Sharing what's really on our minds. Be open to listening to others. Really getting to know people. Sharing with them the ups and the downs, the hopes and the doubts, their fears and faith. Shine. Not with a light that you have to drum up yourself, but by allowing God's light to transform you from within and shine outwards through you. Henri Nouwen, who was a Catholic priest and a spiritual writer, wrote some questions which I think are really helpful. Questions that we can ask when we want to know, am I shining God's light? These were the questions that he called the real questions. I think we have them on one of the slides if we can go forward a few. And these questions are, did I offer peace today? Did I bring a smile to someone's face? Did I say words of healing? Did I let go of my anger and resentment? Did I forgive? Did I love? These are the real questions. So in the world, often shining might look like great success or fame or fortune. But when we want to consider whether we are shining God's light, these are the sort of questions we need to be asking ourselves.